she sees this really as the death penalty as a tragedy and a terrible thing for all people involved, that there is a sense that the legal system should kill the person who kills somebody else, and that is going to bring about closure, bring about justice, bring about some sort of outswelling of solidarity and understanding and closure for the victims' families. But that doesn't happen. And so I think if she does have the chance to be on the stand, I think she'll be very powerful, because she does understand both the people who are facing the death penalty and is deeply connected with the families of murder victims around the world.
How does she sit on the stand and try to explain to these jurors that Jahar Tsarnaev is a compassionate man? I mean, how do you think she could help save his life?
I'm not sure. I doubt that she is going to get up there and say that he is a compassionate man. What she is going to talk about, I think, is what does the death penalty say about us, those of us on the outside? What does that teach our children if we say that the reason we kill is because they killed? And what it's really more about our human dignity and their human dignity. The United States is one of the few countries in the world that executes people anymore. The state after state is outlawing that. And it's not about you feel sorry for the person who is facing the death penalty. It is more, what does it say about us? What is the best way to bring this matter to a conclusion where he can spend the rest of his breathing life in prison? And we know that in Boston, at least one of the families of the victims who died, they have said the same thing. They have said, we miss
Martin
our
Richard's
son, we
parents.
Want him.
The youngest victim has said, we don't want to deal with the appeals process. Please, let's not put him to death for this very reason. We don't want to continue to be rewounded and continue to grieve. I know. Bill Quigley, we've got to go, but this is fascinating just to hear what she could potentially say if this nun is called to defend this side of the